Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 359 of Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 21, The Fifth Crystal.
It aired September 16th, 2000, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, and directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
So, before we start, I want to explain some stuff that happened to me, that I did to me, recently, like a couple days ago. Today is Wednesday when we're recording this. On Sunday, I recorded podcasts for 5 hours straight, which is stupid.
You have not done since Green with Evil.
I haven't done in a long time. I've done long ones. I've done about 4 hours in a day relatively recently. That dog thinks it was a bad idea too.
Yeah, he's,
I agree,
you have
dog.
It.
So I was on Matt Hoadley's podcast. Might have been a guest on the show, Fifth Draw Wild. We did this thing called the Supersode where we talk about Gravity Falls for a long time. Towards the end of it, I got emotional thinking about Gravity Falls. I shredded my voice. And then I got sick, I think, because of my immune system being down from me shredding my voice. So I did do a get sick to myself, I think.
And if I flipped the switch from okay to sick.
Yeah, and it was a bad idea, and I regret it, and if I could change it, I wouldn't, but I would seriously consider fixing how we did.
But at least you would know going in.
I would know what I was going to come out with. So hopefully during this episode, my voice does not stop working as it did a little bit yesterday. It's been up and down. You know, sometimes you get better from when you get sick.
Yeah.
I haven't been doing that very well. So we're going to go watch. Oh, if you're new here, blah, blah, blah. We'll do this podcast. Sometimes I do get sick to myself and it sucks. So I have some tea here. You can just hear my throat catch a little bit. That's what I'm hoping to avoid for the rest of the episode. We're going to go watch.
The
Fifth Crystal. I almost called it Rescue Ready, which is not the name of the episode.
Go watch Rescue Ready.
Fifth Crystal. All right. Rescue Ready.
And we're back, and we just watched the fifth crystal.
The dark crystal, a lot of Skeksis. What else is in the dark crystal?
I don't know. It's a Jim Henson production.
Siri, what's in the dark crystal?
If I had to guess, I'd say there's some crystals.
I found this.
That's the Wikipedia page for the dark crystal. I could have done that.
Yeah, but you didn't have to type. Siri did the typing for you.
You know what? You're right. There's Gelflings.
Oh, Gelflings, like, of course.
They're like elves.
I've never seen the Dark Crystal.
I definitely watched it in high school.
I get it confused with Warriors of Virtue a lot, and I don't...
Oh, that's not it at all.
I don't know why. It's because they are also puppets.
I own Warriors of Virtue 1 and 2. That's right. There's a sequel.
I did not know that. I cannot tell you a single thing about Warriors of Virtue, but I know there was... At least a 3 to 4 month period when I was a kid.
Was all you thought about?
It was the only
you
thing that mattered.
Rented it every week from Hannaford's or wherever?
It was all that mattered in my whole life. I'm so glad they made Warriors of Virtue.
Well, here's the thing about, hey, everybody.
Are they kangaroos?
They're kangaroos. Strap it. Why are they kangaroos? I don't know. The kangaroos, as everyone knows, the most virtuous animal. There's five of them.
Right, they have for the virtues.
For the five virtues, those being water, metal, trees, flowers, and I think fire.
It's the same. Trees and flowers are both grass type.
Trees and flowers are, I think it's based on the Chinese classical elements, which are just a little different from the medieval, like the European alchemical.
Could we come up with five? There'd be water, fire, earth, which I think includes plant life. It's like dirt and plants, electricity, and I guess metal.
Yeah, sometimes air usually is the fourth one instead of electricity.
Sometimes they get bundled together.
Yeah, sometimes in Avatar The Last Airbender, fire and electricity got bundled together because they're kind of similar.
It's like expelling energy.
Yeah, so they were kangaroos. They all had cool weapons. I think trees just had a staff, which is fine.
He's a Donatello.
He's Donatello. Water, I don't remember anyone's names. Water had a big sword that was very cool. And I'm sure everybody else had cool weapons too. I don't remember what fire and flowers had. But I do remember that metal had like a big circle.
Hit the metal man buzzsaw.
Yeah, and he beat every boss. And he won because he was the best one. They made a second one called Warriors of Virtue 2. Warriors of Tau, something of Tau. I don't remember. I have not seen it yet, but I do own it. It came in an 8-pack of bad movies.
Oh, okay. Let's get off Warriors of Virtue and the Dark Crystal and how they're totally not the same thing, even though I can't keep them straight.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website.
Oh, I did it. Everyone in the podcast. Ugh. Damn you, Warriors of Virtue!
So it's jjjjosh.com/archives. Slash Morphin Grid is where the archives are. You can email us at littleedits.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We're on iTunes. No, it's not iTunes. It's Krabappel Podcast.
You go on iTunes, you can get
if
there.
If you do it's an iTunes, it's the same.
It's exactly the same
thing. They just decided they don't want to call it iTunes anymore. The thing they invented.
They rebranded it because podcasts is a separate app on your phone now.
Bull. That's Warriors of Virtue crap. That's kangaroo crap.
That's some damn flowers and trees bull.
You can also go to Stitcher and Podbay and Google Play, which sucks. Don't go to Google
just
Play.
Stay away from Google Play.
Google Play.
They're doing bad stuff over there.
According to Benny, Google Play just skipped an episode recently. I don't know of which podcast. I'm assuming this one, but maybe one of the others. Just didn't have it.
Is it still not doing full episodes?
It'll sometimes...
It's still that's enough of that.
The other day, the last episode, or episode 43 or 44 of Kingdom Smarts was like half. It was like 16 minutes. And everyone's like, it's only 16 minutes. I'm like, yeah, go somewhere else. I can't help you. It's on Google Play. Once we put it in the feed, we can't do anything. Like, it's good there. Google Play just hates us.
I did see that Benny tried to go somewhere
else. He couldn't find one because of all the great websites that we like to talk about, such as PodMeDaddy.com, Pod Lottery, PodBay, BAE. That's your pod before anyone else. I think that's what that stands for. I don't know what that means.
It means BAE before anyone else means I would sleep with this person before anybody else.
Oh, that's grosser than what I thought it was. I thought it was like...
Or maybe it's just like you're my number one.
I thought that's what it was, but I think you're probably also right.
But if I've been on the internet long enough...
Yeah, if I know from internet. There's also Pod Friends, Pod Family.
Yes, podcircle.com.
Pod.
Where you join hands with all your friends in the circle and summon a podcast.
And you summon up a podcast. And guess what? That's rabbits. I'm sorry. It's always rabbits.
Always rabbits. It's always rabbits. It all goes back to rabbits.
Anyway, if you give us a rating and review on any of those places, we'd be very appreciative. You can also go to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the show and pay for medicine for me. I don't know. I'm just going to get more emergency and hope that placebo works real good. But that's what you can do to help us. I don't think we have any emails. Let me double check that. But I know we have one Twitter question that I do want to talk about.
Okay.
All right. We do have an email. This is from Public Frenemy number one, Corbin. It says, hey, Jake and Josh, this is a follow-up to the licensing question you had. Toei separates the rights to their Super Sentai TV shows and movies. This is why Batman movies are Warner Brothers and the TV show is Fox. Toei owns both their rights, but only sell them separately to other companies. The rights separation is why Shout Factory doesn't distribute the Super Sentai movies. Power Rangers did purchase the movie footage up until Lightspeed. Why did they stop? I have no idea. Probably due to budget reasons. Hope this is informative. It was.
So does that mean some of the footage we've seen in episodes is from movies?
I don't think it's the crossovers always, because I know there's like crossovers coming up. Like,
right.
You know, this season and next, but I know that the O-Ranger, Kaku Ranger, Zio Ninja, or Alien Rangers crossover was a movie.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what the Turbo or the InSpace or Lost Galaxy was. I think I did hear that the rights are separated, and I don't know why they don't just get them all. And I don't know why Shout Factory doesn't put out the movies. You'd think they would like to make more money.
You would think.
Because people will just buy them all.
Yeah.
Because we love that Super Sentai. Because it's like, what if Power Rangers was always good?
Yeah. I own five of them, and I've watched half of one.
I own two, and I have four. Matt was even at my house. He didn't pick them up, so I'm assuming they're just going to live here until he wants them back. but I'm about to watch Dire Ranger, because I've been having the itch, and it looks very good.
Yeah.
And Super Sentai Brothers' first season was about Dire Ranger, and it was very fun to listen to without watching the episodes. So I'm going to try it with the episodes this time. So thank you very much, Corbin. The Twitter question I want to talk about is from at Sonata Waves, Hangry Drag Queen. No idea what your real name is, unless your parents named you that, which would be very forward-thinking of them. Because I don't think hangry was a word 5 years ago. So unless you are five. Anyway, I doubt you're five. They ask, do you guys have any major Megazord design pet peeves? My two biggest are when one Ranger Zord makes up way too much robot and the other's just slapped on, like Down Thunder or Ninja Storm, or when there's a big Zord and they only use part of it, like TJ's rocket from In Space.
I don't like a lot of stuff going on in the head area.
Okay.
I like to be able to see a face. I don't need the face to be smaller than any kind of weird crown decoration going on around it.
Yeah. I don't mind like a thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I want it. I think the problem with being our age and being indoctrinated into Power Rangers when we were is that the first Megazord is
I want them all
perfect.
To be the first Megazord.
Like, I genuinely cannot think of a single Megazord that I'm like, yeah, they did better than the Megazord.
Yeah, I think the only one that we kind of came close on was the Ninja Megazord.
Ninja Megazord rules as well.
But I don't think it's as good.
I think it has a lot of things that I like that, like they were saying, I also don't like when there's like, this is the main part of the Megazord, and everything else is like a purse or some shoes that you attach to it. But like most of them up until... from what we've seen, are pretty like evenly distributed. I also like when it's not just like the Red Ranger is the head. Whenever you get like weird with that, I really like that.
Yeah,
that's why the Shape Zords I think are really good.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm trying to think. I've seen a couple from Dino Charge, and they're just three. And it's like here's one with a big backpack of a Stegosaurus and a drill arm.
Yeah, they get like.
And I don't love that.
I just want a giant man-shaped robot with a big sword or gun. And he doesn't need to be super fancy.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be covered in gold flourishes. I hate gold flourishes. If you've ever heard me talk about Pokemon.
Yeah, you do. I don't mind a little gold accoutrement.
I just want a giant robot with a big weapon to fight giant monsters and kill them.
Yeah, I don't like it when they look too... And I know now... they've gone to CG. I don't know if they are exclusively CG, but I know that like that's just kind of what we're doing now. Once you get to Zord size, I don't like it when they are too bulky. Like I need them to be boxy,
yeah.
But I don't want them to be like here are my chicken legs and here is a giant torso.
Yeah,
that is four Zords all stacked into one, and then on you know one Zord's doing all the lifting on the legs.
I'm trying to look at some like Megaforce Megazords because I know they probably have like 16, 17 of them. this one kind of encapsulates what I'm talking about. I don't know what it is. I think it's just the first Megazord because it looks like one of the feet is the snake.
Okay.
Here, I'll show it to you.
That's a lot.
Do you see that head?
That head's
That's
too
what
much.
I'm talking about.
And there's like two bird faces on the shoulders.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It's a lot. The feet look fine. I like the feet.
The feet look good. We should rank Megazords between seasons.
Yes.
I feel like that might get buck wild pretty quick because there's 9 million Megazords. Maybe we'll just do like the first one of each and like maybe the six
like
Rangers.
The base level Megazord.
Yeah. Also, we do have a couple new patrons.
All right.
So first up, we have Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
And Cody.
Thanks, Cody.
Thank you both for supporting the show. Just hit my phone on a thing. It's quality content. You can.
This is what you're paying the big bucks for.
Thank you for helping provide this entertainment to yourself and everyone else of me just slapping my phone on things.
Well, if you're not doing that, I'm throwing mine across the room. Yeah. So.
In a recent episode of Pokemon World Tour United, you just slam it on the table.
That doesn't sound like me.
No, it was probably a ghost. You want to talk about the episode now?
Yeah.
Hey, so this one gets weird at the end.
This one started off weird because it's I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but it's finishing a story they forgot to start.
It's doing that Power Rangers thing where they're like, oh yes, this very important thing. We're getting the final one. And we're like, okay, what about the other? You have four though. And that you didn't think that was worth an episode? Okay, this is probably not going to go anywhere. We start off on ninjas and they are breaking into a very high-tech lab?
Museum?
A lab museum? I don't know. They're
Catwomaning their way in.
They're out. I literally wrote Catwoman. Because when you think of cutting a circle in a window, you think of Catwoman. Like, there's nothing else. I thought they were trying to steal a fish. It's a crystal, but it's in a fish tank.
The last episode was Armageddon, the movie, Power Rangers.
Yes. Armageddon, : Power Rangers, the movie.
The movie.
The game, the movie.
This one starts out as Mission Impossible, : Power Rangers, the movie.
Featuring Catwoman.
Featuring Catwoman. Yep. Once they get in, it's all crisscross lasers, crawling on ceilings, dropping just down to the lasers, but not into them, in Mission Impossible.
Doing that thing where you, like, switch out the box on a camera, so it's like, this room is fine, don't worry about it. They got a big keypad that they plug into something so they can open up a microwave that has a crystal in it.
I want to blow the cover, because they do show the face.
They show her face.
This is Vipra.
I thought it was real quick.
Yeah, it was like a half a second. I was like, was that Vipra?
I was like, I can't tell if that was Vipra, and I don't know if they're doing the thing they do with Vipra where it's like, this is Sentai footage, because it is Sentai footage for the most part. Like, yeah. Most of it's Sentai footage. And I was sure they're like, she'll come back. Josh is through his phone. Death taxes and us throwing our phones around. It's the only three things you can count on. But I was like, I don't know if they're going to, like, if she's going to come back and they need to use that footage, like, we'll just cast another Japanese woman. And so that way, like, the footage, if it's far enough away, no one will be able to tell. But no, it's just Vipra.
It's just Vipra. And so why is Vipra, a literal hell demon with magic, spying through a lab museum?
She doesn't want to get caught.
Okay, you've convinced me.
I guess. Well, I have a better question.
I'm surprised she just burst in there with 60 baddies and just kill all the guards and take the crystal while, like, setting off every alarm.
Like, because if you get it and teleport away to hell, like cops can't follow you to hell.
No.
They just don't have the technology
yet. Power Rangers might, though.
Well, yeah, eventually, sure.
So they got to find the way but in. They got to set up a whole system.
They got these forks. big forks. So we cut back to a warehouse, and a bunch of baddies are there, and they are outfitting. I thought they were outfitting Vipra's buggy. They're making a wheeled laser thing.
Call it what it is. It's a Viprari.
It's the Viprari. I forgot it's the Viprari. How dare I? Then Vipra shows up. And the way they reveal that the ninja was Vipra, other than, you know, showing her face, is... So I teleport in. There's three women. There's one of them is Vipra, and there's two other women. And
they all strike a pose like they all should be, like, very important people.
It's like Charlie's Angels, but bad guys.
Yeah.
We, like, the camera moves to the ground, and, like, a shirt comes off, and then you see wings come out of the shadow of one of them, and it's Vipra. Ta-da. And it cuts back to her going, ha 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 ha.
We will destroy them all.
We will destroy the mall. The mall is doomed.
Well, yeah, because if the mall goes down, your Power Rangers are going to get depressed because they're teens. Where are they going to hang out?
I don't think they're teens.
No, you're right. They're young adults.
They're young adults. They're 20-somethings. With attitude.
Well, then destroying the mall isn't going to hurt them.
No, I hate the mall. I'm 20-something, and I hate the mall.
Yeah, it's weird how going to the mall sucks now.
It used to be a weird treat because in Ringe, the nearest mall is an hour and a half no matter which way you drive.
Yeah.
But now, the mall's pretty close, and I'm like, I gotta go to the mall because the only place is an Apple store. Like, I have to go there.
There's one at the Domain, but... Man, I got lost in there once, so...
I did not know that, and I wish I did. It would have saved
I couldn't tell you where it is, and I don't know...
Oh, the domain
is just a bunch of portals.
Yeah, it's a bunch of portals for rich white ladies, from what I can tell. Anyway, so then the other two women shake, like they, like, vibrate, like they're the,
like,
Flash.
Like wet dogs, they just shake off.
They, like, shake their ninja off, and it's baddies.
They're just baddies.
Now, when they were... plotting out this mission, do you think Vipra was like, well, I'm gonna be in this ninja burglar cat suit, you also must be it, even though you are dressed entirely in black because you're demons.
Well, they do have wings and tailies.
That's true. Got to keep those under control.
And like you said, they don't want to get caught.
Yep. You should also be sexy ladies when you do it. And they were like, sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically formless. So
yeah, we can do whatever.
We'll just do whatever.
We're just demons.
They have wings, but they use suction cuppies to walk across the ceiling.
This is if a camera catches them, to be like, just regular burglars.
Right.
Nothing to worry about. Maybe this is how they got the other crystals. It's like they just didn't do demon stuff, so it didn't show up on Lightspeed Rescue.
This is the fourth crystal that they just took. We have no idea where the other three even came from.
No.
There's no mention of it, just, I've got the fourth crystal.
Yeah.
We'll use it to destroy them all.
To destroy them all. That's right, Whitney Field, we're taking you down. Going to hell. So then, what I can only describe as a Sonic Mole OC.
Yeah, I said Blinky the Mole. Because that, like, moles can't see, and I thought it was funny. But he does have, like, big glasses, so I think Specs the Mole might be a better name.
Is Specs the Mole a Banjo-Kazooie?
No. Oh, it might be. I think his name is Specs.
I was trying to think. I'm like, I know there's a video game with a mole that looks a lot like this dude, and I can't. And literally 1 second ago when I said Banjo-Kazooie is when it came to me. Banjo-Tooie? Maybe it's both.
He's a ghost in Banjo-Tooie. He dies between games.
Oh, his son of Specs is in is in the second one. Anyway, they have the crystals. The crystal is different every time we see it, and they change colors every single time they're on screen.
Yeah, because they say at one point there's five crystals, and I was like, oh, well, I wonder what color those all are, what those might be for.
Yeah.
Turns out they're for nothing.
They don't add to the Power Rangers power. That's not the plot.
I thought that's what it was. That, like, all of a sudden an episode with these crystal powers showed up, and they were like, well, crap. We knew about that 4 episodes ago.
Yeah, every other time there's crystals, the Power Rangers get better. Like, it just always happens. Also, all of them are green until we see them all together.
Yes.
They're literally all green. Later on, we'll see them all together. The green one is the newest one, and somehow there are a bunch of different colors that we did not see before. So, consistency. Someone needs to hire a script supervisor 18 years ago to be on this show. They can destroy them all. We cut the theme song. When we come back, the Power Rangers.
It took us 8 minutes to get to the theme song.
What did we even talk about? I also feel like I might be getting a fever, so maybe I should.
It's very hot in here, so if that's why, it's not just you.
Okay, good. My eyes aren't warm yet, and that's usually my telltale sign of you have a fever, so maybe I'm good. So we cut back from the theme song, and we are in the base, and we are at the briefing room, and they're getting briefed on the four crystals being stolen. And Captain Mustache is like, this is Agent Myers. He's putting together a task force. And the camera just, like, shifts over to, like, a government agent from the Incredibles movie.
And he's so mad.
He's
so incensed. Stern.
He has a very sharp face.
Yeah.
And he's very mad. And
great cheese on that face.
They are the Starlight Crystals, which makes me think of Jem. So this is how Synergy gets her power. They're trying to put together a band with a kick-ass light show.
That's not that far off from what they're actually trying to do.
It's pretty close.
But they make it out to be, like, a big thing, because they're like, oh, he's got the crystal, the fourth crystal. And then I think the commander's like, oh, they're not just crystals, they're the Starlight Crystals.
Again, they, like, give it a name you would if you were making it a
trying
thing.
To blow it up like the Lights of Orion, but they're just crystals. They're not just crystals, but they are just crystals.
Yeah, they're literally just crystals, and you need to get all five of them together. So they got to get the fifth one, which just so happens to live at Kelsey's grandma's house.
She knows that right away.
Yeah. As soon as she hears Starlight Crystal, she's like, ugh. That's my grandmother has that.
No, that's not. She doesn't hate her grandmother.
No.
But she's like, I haven't talked to her in years.
Now, the headcanon reason for this is that her grandmother does not approve of her lesbian relationship.
That's probably it.
Because she doesn't seem. She seems to be, like, mad about Kelsey, but not necessarily at Kelsey.
Yeah.
For the first part of this episode until she comes around. Because spoilers, the good guys win and it gets better at, like, that's how Power Rangers goes.
There's one weird moment that I think they're trying to play as, like, growth for the grandmother, but it just plays as, like, maybe she's a bad guy.
Yeah. It definitely was some weird direction. But, like, it definitely reads, if you are following along exclusively to this show, it's because she's like, I'm never going to get great-grandchildren from Kelsey, because unless she adopts, and I hate that.
Yeah.
That's definitely what it feels like. But Carter and Kelsey go to her grandmother's house. It's huge. And Carter's like, is your grandmother rich? And she just turns around and goes, way rich.
She's way rich.
She's way rich.
She's wicked rich.
I almost swore. Because it's hard to go into a Boston accent without just cussing up a storm. We go inside. There's a butler, so you know she fancy. And there's a bunch of pictures of her doing old-timey extreme sports. Like figure skating and fencing and horseback riding. And on all of, Josh, what's happening on all these pictures?
Carter says, wow, your grandma looks just like you. And Kelsey's like, yeah, maybe back then. And we get like at least one close-up of the figure skating picture.
Yep.
I swear it's just, it's Kelsey, right?
It's literally Kelsey's face.
Yeah.
I don't want to say photoshopped, like pasted.
Yeah, just cut, like literally cut out of a photo and stuck onto another one.
Yeah, I definitely think the horseback riding one was two, and I didn't catch the fencing one quick enough. I saw just a brief snap of it, but
the figure skating one's the only one that I really saw.
They lingered on it, and they're like, huh? It's Kelsey's face, did you see? I was expecting Kelsey in old lady makeup to be the grandmother.
Yes.
I was disappointed. They just cast a regular old lady. So Kelsey's grandmother comes in, and she's mean and cold, and she doesn't like Kelsey, it seems like. So
Kelsey runs up and hugs her, and just like no response from grandma.
Yeah, it's like, okay, thanks.
Carter goes over to try to shake her hand, and she just doesn't.
She's like, oh, a fireman? Oh.
She stares him down, and he cowers away.
Oh, he backs off. And then she says something that, I don't know if it's just me. I don't know if there's like something that happened to me in my life that made me think of this. But whenever somebody says, I have to go to the bank, I'm like, oh, well, you must be a rich person if you're just going to go hang out at the bank for a while.
Go sit in the lounge.
It just seems like she's going to the bank to talk about how much money she has with one of the bank people there.
She's probably going to like check a lockbox that she has there.
With some old conflict diamonds in it or something.
Just want to make sure I still have my diamonds at the bank.
At the bank.
My diamonds at the bank.
Kelsey's like, Grandma, we need your grandmother because she's rich.
Her
name to call
is
her
Grandmother.
Grandmother. Oh, Grandmother.
Grandmama.
We need your help. And she opens up her purse and she just pulls out a wad of cash. She's like, all right, how much money do you need? She's like, no, we don't want money. We need your starlight crystal. And for like a minute, her grandmother's like, no, absolutely. How dare you come to my house and ask me for my starlight crystal?
Second away from motioning to the butler to kill them.
Yeah, right. How dare you mention that? We try to convince her by basically being like, hey, you know how monsters sometimes destroy everything in the city? Well, they're going to come to your house.
Yeah, Kelsey says Vipra's going to come for it. And the grandmother turns around and is like, Vipra?
I don't even think she said Vipra, but she definitely did. Did she?
Because I was expecting her to continue on, what the heck is Vipra?
What is a Vipra? But I guess everybody just knows all the bad guys' names because it's like a thing and there's no secrets.
Do rich people watch the news?
I mean, I know at least one rich person watches exclusively Fox News.
That's fair.
So I don't know how the rest of the rich people live.
She's not sullying her eyes on local news.
Yeah, no. I'm assuming she read it in a very expensive newspaper.
Yeah, with gold flourishes on it.
Yeah, like sometimes there's Bibles with like the gold on the outside. Is that but a newspaper and you throw it away afterwards?
Lay it down for your dog to pee on.
So then she starts talking about how this crystal was passed from her mother to her and from her mother's mother to her mother, which made me think, why doesn't Kelsey's mother have it?
Yeah.
Is it a death thing?
That might be.
It didn't sound like it.
Have we heard anything from Kelsey's parents? Do we know anything about them at all?
I don't think we know anything about anybody's parents except for Captain Mustache.
I think you're right.
I don't think we've heard Bubkiss about
That's crazy.
Any
this
parents.
Is like a Blue and Daisy situation where they only know their grandfather.
Yeah. Well, I mean, according to the very best Red Blue fan comic, if you look very closely in the background, you can suss out what happened to the parents.
Gum.co slash. I have to read that again.
Yeah. Gum.co slash the very best. Also, hard copies at shandymanor.destroyedevery.com when that goes back up. So, like, go check it out. The butler brings it in, the crystal in, on a serving tray with, like, a glass case, like a Beauty and the Beast rose case over it. And he presents it, like, here's your dinner, a crystal. I assume rich people eat crystals for dinner. I don't know how.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's how they got rich, right? You just eat a bunch of crystals and gold for dinner.
You eat the crystals and diamonds come out.
Have you seen the video floating around of this, like, eatery in Brooklyn where they dip chicken wings in gold?
I have seen this.
And then
this.
You eat it.
You eat the gold.
I can't imagine being a bigger asshole than that. I saw somewhere online that we should trick rich people into eating silver because then they'll all turn blue and look like idiots. They give the crystal to Kelsey. Kelsey kisses her grandmother and leaves. And her grandma, like, puts her hand to her cheek, like, ah, human affection.
This is what I was talking about, because she puts her hand to her cheek, and she looks disgusted. And Kelsey leaves, and she turns with her hand still on her cheek, but this, like, smile crawls up her face.
Yeah.
That made me ask you out loud if she was Vipra.
I also thought she was Vipra. And then I was like, no, because she doesn't turn into Vipra then.
Yeah, also, then Vipra would have kept the crystal.
Yeah, then there's another thing in a minute where I thought she was Vipra again. So then we cut to later. Kelsey is in an armored police uniform. She has a real gun in a holster on her hip. She has a plastic-looking safe box.
Yeah.
They put the crystal in it, close it, lock it, handcuff it to Kelsey. They get her into the back of an armored car, which also kind of looks like a fire ambulance.
A little bit.
And then there's like four other people, including Agent Myers, in there. And they start going, and they're like, all right, we're going to get... I don't know why they're not like, all right, just morph into a Power Ranger and call your big Zord and then get in your giant truck that no one can get into.
It's so
and
bizarre.
Drive it home. Like,
she's dressed like a cop. She's in an armored vehicle with the thing handcuffed to her. And then she calls the other Rangers who are morphed in the rescue rover.
Just like as backup.
It's like, why did she not morph in the Power Rangers escort the crystal?
I feel like the
or just teleport back to the base.
I don't think they can teleport. I don't think these Rangers can teleport.
Oh, I think you're right. We've never seen that.
I don't think we've ever seen that. But I think the idea is, well, the Power Rangers rescue rover will draw a lot of attention, so Viper will know where it is. But Viper knows where it is immediately. She just like pulls right up in her Viperari.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just gotten the better car.
The safer car.
Yeah. Cause they shoot the armored car and it like pulls off to the side.
And then it's just regular ass people in there that have to fight demons to save Kelsey.
So it's like Kelsey fighting a bunch of demons, and there's like some stunt guys dressed as cops too, that just like are like blocking demons. They're not really fighting, but Kelsey's like whooping some. Then Specs shows up. I don't think we ever get a real name.
I don't
this
think
guy.
We do.
We will get a real name for someone else. Stay tuned. So he comes up, and when they're like fighting, they kind of fight away from there, except for Agent Myers. And Agent, like, Specs just like blocks him in and closes the door. So it's just this big, ugly mole man and this sharp faced agent stuck in a armored car. The other Rangers show up. They fight. There's a lot of fighting. At one point, a baddie grabs the case. Viper cuts the handcuffs and then cuts the lock. So then she gets a crystal. She puts it on a tray of crystals. Seems like maybe don't bring them all. Like, it does. It's fine. It goes the bad guy's way in a minute.
Why are the... Well, no, Viper had them all.
Yeah, but you think she would leave them in the warehouse with the thing that they're for.
Bring the one to the other four. Don't bring the other four to the one.
Super backwards. So they end up getting them back, and I don't know how. I blinked, and they all of a sudden, Kelsey had all the crystals.
She kicked somebody and took them.
I'll believe it. So then they all teleport away. They're like, this isn't over, Power Rangers. And they teleport away. And then Agent Myers comes stumbling out of the back of the car. And he's like, oh, gosh, what happened? And Kelsey's like, oh, we got all the crystals. We're all back. Here you go. And she hands it to him. And he's like, thank you, Power Rangers, in his Specs voice. because of Specs, and he does like a spin, and then Agent Myers like falls off of
what a weird Specs. Mole power possession of a person.
Yeah, that seems more like a ghost power than maybe a mole. Or
I'd believe a bat monster could do it.
Yeah, maybe a snake.
Yeah.
Not to cast aspersions on snakes, but like they're usually portrayed as evil. Maybe moles can just possess people in real life, and we don't know because I've never met a mole
that
before.
Could be. I mean, there was a shape-shifting gorilla in the second season.
That's true.
So,
as far as I know, all gorillas can shape-shift.
It seems like a fact.
I think that's probably the truth. We cut from there to Kelsey doing something that I certainly would not do, and that is tell my grandmother that I lost her very expensive, priceless crystal.
Try to get it back first.
Like, right?
Well, the first thing it's like you got knocked over and the big mole took the crystals right away and you just ran back to your grandma's house immediately and were like, oh, they got it. We took it to keep it safe and they actually got it, though.
And we got it. And so, oops on us. Why? And I know why, because for the rest of the episode to happen, like, she needs to have this moment with her grandmother. But I would absolutely, I wouldn't, if it was up to me, I would never tell my grandmother, but it's totally safe. Don't worry.
Yeah, we locked it up in the ocean base. You can't see it.
Can't see it.
Because then it won't be safe.
We'll get it back to you when the government says we can. You know how the government works so slow. You might be dead by the time we can get it back to you. Red tape. It's all that red tape. So she goes to tell her grandmother, and her grandmother is so mad and so disappointed. And Kelsey ends up running away. Not crying yet, but like on her way to go cry somewhere. And then Carter says something that could have used maybe a second or third draft.
Yeah, you need a little more punch than what he
I get the sentiment. He says something to the effect of, you have all this, but you have nothing in here. And points at his heart because she's like a bitch.
Yeah, so, you have all this, but you're still such a bitch.
There could have been a second draft that wasn't as like, performative. I don't know what word I'm trying to look for, but like it was just like someone wrote it was like good job, and then it was like a high schooler would have also thought that, and if a high schooler thinks I would have wrote this
grandmama
grandmama I wrote this line for my Power Rangers show. Basically if a teenager thinks it's good, Give it one more pass.
Throw it in a fire. Yeah. Try again.
Because teenagers are like, they're fine. I'm not gonna talk smack about teenagers, but I will say they are not as clever as I think they are. That's the one big flaw of teenagers,
I
think.
Yes, they're not as clever as they think they are, and they're not nearly as funny as they think they are.
Yeah. And if you're a teenager, you have very good taste for coming here, so you're probably doing fine. I'm talking about those other teens. You know the ones. Also, you in 6 years will go, oh, no, you're right. Because if you would have asked me when I was 18 how smart I would say very. And if you'd ask me now how smart I was when I was 18, I would say zero.
There was actually none there.
There was nothing in my brain. I had no wisdom in me at all. So Kelsey is crying in the courtyard, garden.
Just like the front. Fairground, like the front field of her grandmother's house.
It's not
the
a
park.
Yard. Yeah, there's a park in front of her grandmother's house. And she's crying, and Carter comes up, and Kelsey's mad at herself because she's like, she's right. I lost a crystal even though I said I wouldn't. And then Carter's like, well, that's not like super your fault.
You got attacked by demons and a giant weird mole.
We were all there. Like, we all kind of lost it. And she's like, it's not the point. And she runs off. We cut back to the grandmother looking at Kelsey.
She does say something along the lines of, like, she doesn't love me or something before she runs off.
Yeah, something. And she runs off, and then it zooms in on her face, and it's another shot of, like, is she Vipra?
Yeah, she's like,
is she playing being Vipra?
I think she's trying to look, like, disheartened or, like, upset, but she just still looks disgusted.
Yeah, she's trying to, whatever emotion she's trying to show, it comes off as, like, either got her or ugh.
Now I have to deal with this.
Now I have angsty 20 something. So we cut back to Kelsey walking along the side of the road A dump truck full of baddies drives by.
It's an army dump truck. It's camouflage.
Well, it's amazing she saw it there. She got great
eyes. That's true.
But it's still a big truck full of baddies, like, they're driving. Just like, they're in the seats.
They're just, like, tuning out in the front.
One of them has his sword out the window, just being like, waggling around.
When you put your hand out the window, you do that wave thing.
But with a sword.
But it's with a demon sword.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, I'm going to get you the only way I know how, Skitchin. And I want to name this episode Skitchin, but I'm confident that there's an episode named Skitchin already.
I'll check the archives.
I don't know for sure, but it seems like we definitely have put Skitchin in the title before.
I know for a fact we have talked about Skitchin.
We talk about Skitchin every time it's applicable. Does anyone know what Skitchin is?
Yes.
If you don't know what Skitchin is, please tell us so we can talk about what Skitchin is.
If you don't know what it is, tell us your best guess.
Yes. What do you think Skitchin is? Hashtag it Skitchin, however you think that's spelled. And no Googling.
Don't click the hashtag.
Don't look. Do people still Skitch?
I mean, they must. The 90s are coming back.
Well, the 80s are over.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, now the 90s are the hot nostalgia.
Well, good. I can't wait for
not quite yet.
Big shirts.
2020, it's going to pop.
Everyone's
going to be Skitching.
It's like we're like 30 years removed from that's like the timeline, right?
Yeah.
Like 30 years ago was the coolest time.
Yep.
That seems wrong. We were super into the 60s and the 90s. No. I miss when we were just like.
No, we were into the 70s and the 90s. We did a whole show about it.
Well, that was also in the 2000s, like the early 2000s.
Right.
That was like on the cusp, kind of. Also, like the 80s and the 90s and 70s, and so, like they all had like distinct things. And now we're just like, can we mine the 80s? Please. We don't want to do new stuff. Can we just pilfer the 80s until
it
is a
dry,
boneless husk? Anyway, so after the Skitchin, she gets to the warehouse. She hides. She's like looking in. They're like, now that we have the crystals, we'll destroy the mall. Because she hates the mall.
She hates the mall. They don't take demon bucks at the mall.
Well, they don't take demon bucks is a big problem. That's all her money is demon bucks from hell. And also, there was a sale at Bennigan's that she just missed. And she's mad about it. Here's the trick, though. Even if she would have made the sale, they don't take demon bucks.
Yeah.
So
your money's no good here, Viper.
Then we cut back to the evil palace, the demon lair, and Queen Bansheera says something to Lokai. Who is Lokai? Glad you asked. That's Bumblesnum Bumblebump. And turns out his name is Lokai.
Yeah.
Which I know they said before. But
I almost got it a couple episodes ago.
This is the first time I heard it for real. So he's got a new name. Will I ever say it? Probably not.
Stay tuned.
When's the last time I called Captain Mustache anything else but Captain Mustache?
I forgot his real name already.
I'm pretty sure it's Mitchell, but don't quote me on that.
No, I think that's right.
Okay. Bill Mitchell? Is it William Mitchell? Captain?
I feel like I know a Bill Mitchell
Billy
in
Mitchell,
real life.
Well, Billy Mitchell is that.
He's the King of Kong.
King of Kong. Steve Wiebe's the good King of Kong.
Right.
Also, Billy Mitchell, recently thrown out of the record books because of clearly they were like, oh, this is cheating. What you did, Billy Mitchell.
Oh.
When Billy Mitchell
is King of Kong about him like in a positive light or is
no,
it about
he's
him
the
cheating?
Bad guy. He's the bad guy.
I really need to watch King of Kong.
Oh, it's so good. It's about Steve Wiebe who sets the record and Billy Mitchell's like, I don't believe you because you didn't do it live. Even though he didn't. It's very good. But when Billy Mitchell gets a score on like an arcade, what letters do you think Billy Mitchell?
ASS.
No. USA.
What an asshole.
Yeah. So anyway, Bansheera gives Lokai and Olympias orders. What are these orders? No idea. because I was like, oh, his name is Lokai, and I didn't hear what she said.
It's go shoot the laser. That's the orders.
But she sends him to, like, a quarry.
Power Rangers, man. They gotta go to a quarry.
That's true, but the laser's in a warehouse. Like, we know that.
Her powers are limited because she's half a rock.
Right.
So she can only teleport them so far.
She's sort of the front of a ship. It's sort of, they had to walk to the warehouse. That's probably it. Carter gets back to the lab. He's like, is Kelsey here? And Joel's like, she was definitely with you. And he's like, well, oops. We don't know where Kelsey is. Then there's an alarm. So they all scramble. We cut back to, I wrote mood crystals because they changed colors again, and you called them mood crystals because they're just whatever.
Yeah.
Wherever they need to be. There's a big laser on wheels. I thought it was the buggy from the beginning, but it's not. It's just a big laser. It's like a catapult, but a laser instead.
And I guess they needed the starlight crystals to power the laser. And that's the only thing they do is power this laser?
And here's the other thing. It's going to destroy Mariner Bay, right?
Yeah.
Which they're in. And they aim it. They, like, in a minute, they'll aim this laser. And they're just going to aim it up and hope the laser falls back down to Earth.
Yeah, it's going
to
shoot up into the sky, and then laser bullets will rain down over the city, which will level the buildings and allow the fortress to reappear.
To come back.
Over it.
And do it again. So Kelsey's watching. She gets caught by a baddie. And so she, still in her aggressive inline gear, aggressive inline fights, and it's rad as hell.
It's pretty good. It's pretty slick.
She does end up getting blasted nearly to death, and they take her shoes, and they're like, hold it. Like, one of them, I swear, holds the blade up to its ear like a phone.
Maybe they did that. I definitely saw one hold one up and just, like, spin the wheels and, like,
maybe try that's
to,
what it was.
And try to figure it out.
It's like, you dingus, blades are for skating. What are you doing? We come back to the other Rangers who come across Bumblesnatch and Olympias, and they're in the quarry.
They're outside of a cave just hanging out.
I don't know what they're doing.
And Carter's like, hey, you stop that.
Hey, idiots.
And Olympias is like, find another spot.
And he... fire, yeah, this is our spot. And he does a fire aggressive inline over to them, which is pretty rad.
It is pretty cool.
And the Power Rangers just get beat up. Like, Carter blocks a shot and, like, regroups with them, but they all just get whooped. Like, we need Kelsey. Cut back to Kelsey, who's being held by two baddies. And Specs is like, hey, hold the Power Ranger where she can see us destroy Mariner Bay, which, again, we're still in, unless she skitched all the way to outside of Mariner Bay.
Just past the city limit.
Just outside the city limit. Because
the laser is going to stop at the city line.
Well, you set the coordinates, and it will do whatever you want. That's what I know about lasers.
I hate the starlight crystals,
I
think.
I wish they just made a robot hologram that made you sing and dance good.
Yeah, they're stupid.
I feel like that's a better episode.
We didn't hear a thing about the laser until it showed up.
They said, like, we'll use the crystals to destroy that, and then, like, we saw, like, a thing, but they
didn't... Yeah, but I thought that meant they were going to summon some kind of thing.
I thought they were going to put them together in a circle.
They already had the stupid mole in this episode.
I hate the mole.
He sucks.
Mole sucks.
He, like... I don't want to say too much, but he kind of just gets forgotten about.
Yeah. They're like, oops, oh, hey, right, the mole. But that's it. Like, it's it's not great. We'll get there. So they're about to fire the laser. They wheel it out of the warehouse. They aim it up. And then the wall bursts in. The forklift just busts through a bunch of boxes and a hole in the wall. And it's Grandmama. Gam Gam's here, and she's Casey Jones now.
She's Casey Jones now. She's got shoulder pad, like football shoulder pads on, a big helmet, a hockey stick. She's driving a forklift.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. I'm saying rad a lot. But it's pretty rad.
This is the raddest thing that's happened in Lightspeed Rescue, at least
for
so
sure.
far.
She slams into the laser with the forklift and then jumps out. I think Specs, like, grabs her and throws her out.
He either does that or hits the forklift and she, like, tumbles out of it. She does a Molly Holly front flip.
Yeah.
Press onto a baddie.
She Molly go rounds this baddie. And starts, like, punching him in the head.
And she's so happy about it.
She's jazzed as hell.
She's never felt so alive.
Kelsey's fighting baddies in her socks.
Yeah, she sees her grandmother fall out of the thing, and she's like, oh no, grandmother. And then one second later, after grandmama punches a baddie to death, she's like, oh no, she's fine.
You're good. I think grandmama steals a baddie's sword and starts stabbing one.
Grandmama rules.
She's great, turns out. All she needed was just like to see that aggressive inline life and like... Because she used to be good at old-timey extreme sports. So right. She's got to like re-up on what the cool new X Games are. They make up... the laser's overheating or imbalance or blah, 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 blah. It's about to explode. Kelsey grabs grandmama and they run outside. And it explodes as they're running out.
Yeah.
Presumably killing all of the baddies.
We see the mole, like, fall backwards. We don't see him ever again.
No, we do.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
No, he survived the explosion.
Yeah, he's right. Viper's like, ah, fuck. And just leaves. Like, we don't see Viper again. She's just out. So Kelsey and Grandmama make up. And I really like this. Her grandma's like, I knew I had to come back and get the one thing most precious to me. It comes like, oh, the crystal. And she's like, no, dork, it's you. And she's like, oh. And so they hug, and then she gets beeped. And Carter's like, Kelsey, we're getting our butts whipped. You need to help. And she's like, I gotta go. And her grandma's like, yeah, I'll be fine. There's like 100 demons in there, but I bet they're all dead. And also, I'm Casey Jones, so like, I'll be good. Don't
I'd
worry
like
about
to
it.
Think she just beat the rest of the baddies she to went, death. She it had went, to be off camera because it was just too violent for kids TV.
She went back in to finish the job.
She literally Casey Jones them all.
Oh,
just high Oops. Sticks all around.
Don't you be messing up my backswing. Hey, if you haven't seen the Casey Jones movie, the Casey Jones fan film movie, it's the greatest.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
I don't know how they cast time-displaced young Elias Koteas, but they did.
They did.
And it rules.
They found him.
So... then we cut to the Rangers. They're all like in a pile kind of on the ground, and Bumbleman is about to destroy them when a boomerang comes in and hits him because Kelsey's got Turtle Man powers.
She's got a boomerang. You didn't remember that from when it's never happened before?
Well, I mean, what is the most extreme sport that is also a weapon?
It's ranging. Bangarang.
They start fighting because this boomerang gives them the strength and the gumption to get up and fight on. So they start fighting. Before the fighting happens, though, Olympias is like, I'm going to kill him. And Lokai's like, no, I'm going to kill him. And then the mole shows up. He's like, what
right,
about me?
Right.
And they're like,
I forgot
whatever.
He came back.
And Kess is like, we'll kill all of you. Whatever. We hate all. We'll just like bring it. So they all start fighting. They're doing a bunch of stuff. They got their V-Lancers out. Carter does the, I didn't look up what 818 is, but I'm pretty sure it's a California area code. He does a Burbank smash on them.
He jumps feet first into Chad, I think, who like check passes him.
Yeah, they do that
guys.
The check pass, and then he gets, and this is the weird thing is he like flies into him and punches him, but it looks like he was a little bit short. So it's like, he does hit him, but he also like that stuntman just fell on his face. Like, there's no way he didn't. There's probably a pad, but like, still. They are all fighting, and then Specs and Kelsey kind of square off, and it cuts between some Sentai footage. In the Sentai footage, the Yellow Ranger lights up this mole boy. goes to town with her V-Lancer. It's pretty great. Also, I don't know if the Yellow Ranger is a boy in the Sentai footage or not. I genuinely could not tell. So,
I don't know. The only hint I have is that the Yellow Ranger has no skirt. But now we're not even sure if Dana does.
I don't think Dana has a skirt either, and I'm not going to check unless we're watching an episode.
Right.
So let us know, or let us find out on our own. The choice is yours.
Well, by the time you hear this, we're recording this night. So
yes, so tell us now, please. Yeah. They kill Blinky. They do the Spectrum Blast, and they kill Blinky. And then, like, that's it. There's no Zords or anything. The other demons are like, ah, heck, and they just leave. That's it.
Yeah.
No big fanfare for I call them Blinky, Specs, the Mole Man. this crappy monster.
He sucked. I hated him.
So we cut from there to the Rangers, sans Kelsey, all sitting at a table at like a food court, outdoor food court type thing. And they're talking about how like it really sucks that Kelsey's grandma hates her. They're like, oh yeah, she didn't come today because she's probably still sad about her grandma. And then in skates Kelsey and grabs Carter's drink. And takes a sip, And he's like, hey, you're here. You want to join us? He's like, no, we're going on a picnic. And they're like, who is we? Thinking, obviously, oh, you and Nancy are going to go on a picnic. That's cute.
Of course.
No, because in Rollerblade's grandma, and it's definitely a stunt woman.
I would certainly hope so.
Or the most radical grandmother ever. So Extreme Gam Gam comes in, and she like does a spin out. And it's like, what up, dorks? Me and my granddaughter are going to go.
Gives Joel a wedgie.
Gives him a wedgie. Just like pie faces Chad into some soup or whatever.
Dumps out Carter's milk.
Dork. And they're like, you want to go skating with us? And they're like, no, we are not that extreme. And she calls them losers, I think. Calls them nerds or losers. I don't remember. And then they skate off. And that's where the episode ends.
Yeah, it ends on Grandma jumping off of a picnic table, doing a sweet heel click.
She does like a.
I don't know the name of any inline.
I used to know them. These are not trick skates though. These are speed skates.
These are street luge.
Yeah, there's no like the little gap in between so you can grind.
Right.
So that's where the episode ends. Josh, I started. What's the best?
Rad Grandma. I think is the best.
I also think Rad Grandma, specifically Casey Jones version.
Yeah, absolutely.
Grandma.
When she pulled that hockey stick out, I was like, oh, hell yeah. Light him up, yeah. Graham.
Kill him. I guess she just hates punkers, really. And what is a baddie but a punker?
Just a weird punker with green makeup.
Trench coat. What's the worst?
Specs?
Yeah.
Might be the worst. If not just we join this story in the final chapter.
I think the worst is them being like, all right, Kelsey, we're going to put you in a regular armored car. That'll protect
also,
Crystal.
That
you are a Power
stupid.
Ranger, but we're going to do this bad.
You're a Power Ranger and all your friends are Power Rangers, but we're going to have you escorted by the regular ass police.
By just like some rent-a-cops and Agent Myers. Cool, that'll probably be fine. Who's the MVP?
Grandmother.
I also think it's Grandmama. Maybe not so much in the early acting-wise, because I was definitely confused as to whether or not she was a demon for a little bit, but she came around.
She saved the day.
Yeah.
If she didn't come in to save Kelsey, then Kelsey couldn't have gone to save the other Rangers. Who knows what would have happened?
All the Power Rangers, and then the world would have ended.
Well, just Mariner Bay. They don't care so much about the rest of the world. Only Mariner Bay...
Well, that's because
that's
because there's like a thing under Mariner Bay they need to protect. Because once the palace is back and the demons are in power, the world's over.
Oh, that's right.
So all of Power Rangers continues because of Grandmama. I don't know why. Well, I hit the spacing on that one real weird. So now we need to rank this episode. Pretty good.
It was pretty good. It was a fun episode. So I don't hate the Crystal story quite so much because the episode was fun.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like we need this to tell the story.
Yeah, and we've done this before where it's like, we joined the story in progress. Like, don't worry about it. But the setup of them being crystals and having five different colors is a little weird when they don't do anything for the Power Rangers.
Yeah, and they're, as far as I can tell, these crystals have no correlation to the Sentai. So making five of them makes even less sense since they don't do anything for the Rangers.
The only thing I can think is that five they just picked because of the number, you know?
Yeah.
But like they had to have at least one to be like, they stole the one crystal. If they get both, they can do something bad with
them. Right.
But, you know, you only need two for that. You don't need five. And like the grandma can still have one. It's the same story, but you know, it's not as like setting up something that never happens. So our kind of benchmark for like a good episode is Operation Lightspeed, which is the first episode of the show. That's like where the good and fun starts, I think. That's number 11 of 20.
Okay. What do we got up around the 7 area?
7 is Olympius Ascends, where he first showed up and stole the other Rangers and transformed into them, did all that. Below that is Up to the Challenge with Frank and Brian.
All right, well, let's use Frank and Brian first.
Okay.
Is it better than the Frank and Brian saga?
I think so.
I'm not convinced.
The monsters suck about equal.
That's true.
But I think the overall story was a little better. I don't know. I did like Frank and Brian a lot.
Yeah,
they're pretty comparable.
Being like, I hate Chad so much, I'm going to go to this demon to train me to fight him.
That is very good. That's about the same as a Casey Jones grandma.
Pretty much. They can't be even.
They can't. We have to pick one over the other.
But it's
going to
be either above or below that, I think. I don't think it's going to be too far away.
I would put it right above.
I agree with that.
Because I think I got a little bit more out of this one than I did out of Frank and Brian outside of the main plot of Brian.
Right.
That stuff. So
I couldn't tell you what else happened in that episode.
Same. But I know this one, I got to tie in my favorite episode of the season so far, Riding the Edge, into this episode. And I was always going to give it a plus in my book. So coming in at number 8 is The Fifth Crystal. That's going to do it for us for this week. I think we decided that just the rest of July, we're only doing one, especially.
Which is only, what, one more week after this?
I think technically the first week of August, like August starts like on Wednesday or something. So that week will also be...
One,
and then after that, it's going to be back to two. That's just to give us some time to like do some other stuff. And now that I'm sick, I need to heal. So, <Yeah. laughs> also my AC went down. Like I definitely like before we came back from watching the episode, I turned my AC down. I feel like it is hotter in here now than it was before. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's my house being an oven. Maybe I'm getting a fever. I don't know.
Who can tell?
Anyway. Josh, what is the next episode? Do you have that pulled up still?
Yep. It's right here. The next episode is The Lightspeed Path.
Ooh. All right. Well, we will see you on Monday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Josh, put your phone down.
I did.